Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So to make lifestyle changes that you really absolutely will be able to keep, you have to take it slow and make baby steps. You cannot just change everything all at once and expect it to stick. My guest is Jim White. He's a registered dietitian. He's certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as a health fitness specialist. Welcome to the show, Jim. Let's talk about those lifestyle changes. Sure ways to keep those changes going. Start listing for us ways. Let's start with weight loss, just right off the bat, because that's like probably the number one thing people always want to accomplish in the new year. And talk about the ways, the actual usable ways that people can lose weight and keep that weight off and keep those goals going.
Well, let's face it, nutrition is so vital to this. And, you know, I really feel that everyone's like, let's follow the diet. Let's follow the diet trends. And this sets ourselves up for failure. We need to follow a holistic plan. So I say, let's focus on our vices, those things that are wreaking havoc throughout the diet, whether it's eating too much chocolate, whether it's late night eating, whether it's drinking too much wine, these big things that can really be causing havoc. And, you know, start baby steps, maybe just taking them down in half. It can really make a big difference in the end.
So calorically, to reduce things just maybe in half. So go for your vices. Go for the things that you know have been the most damaging and try and reduce them in half. Great advice. What else can we do food-wise?
Well, I think food-wise is we have to stop skipping meals. People still believe, yeah, if I skip meals, I'm going to lose weight because, of course, I'm not eating. And that is a bad mental approach. The best thing is to incorporate meals. People will lose weight and decrease body fat by incorporating small, frequent meals that are healthy. And plus, it's going to feed their body for better exercise. It's going to keep their blood sugar level stabilized. It's going to give them energy throughout the day.
And what do you think about journaling, Jim? Are you a fan? When I was really trying to lose some weight after having my babies and everything, I wrote down what I was eating, and it worked very well for me because it, you know, we've talked about accountability, and it kept me accountable. And what I did was actually try and read that to myself in the mirror at night. That's pretty hard to do. Read what you actually ate during the day, just only to yourself.
Absolutely. Studies show that 30% adherence rate increases by journaling. Now, I know it sometimes can be hard to do. So what I say is don't be a slave to the journal. If you miss a day, don't worry about it. Just jump on the next day. And now there's so many different tools. If you don't want to write it down, there's so many great applications out there where you can chart your food. And it's surprising. Once you see what you're eating, it's a big wow factor. We've had some clients eating 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day that didn't even realize it. It's a big wow factor. So really, I would recommend to do this.
Okay, so, you know, just not putting too much emphasis on it. Oh, okay, now how about something like a little tougher here for you, Jim? What about quitting smoking?
Wow, that's definitely a tough one. Again, baby steps. You know, when it comes to, you know, whether it's binge eating, whether it's smoking, whether it's just not exercising at all, these are all huge changes that take a while to really stop. So, you know, cutting in half, cutting in a quarter, just baby steps and setting a goal for this. You know, once you stick to it and you start seeing the benefits of going off, you'll be more likely to stick to this.
Well, and actually, in those kinds of solutions are what really do work. It's the baby steps and the drastic things like, okay, I am just not going to eat any more carbs ever again, or, you know, quitting cold turkey, or all of a sudden taking on some intense exercise program that you've never done before. And before you know it, you're so sore and you're just never going to do that again. So you do have to use those baby steps. Now, what about choosing carefully? Making sure that you choose, you know, I mean, because you could say, okay, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start exercising more. I'm going to pay more attention to my children. I'm going to, you know, I mean, how many things can you load up?
I agree. And those are vague statements a lot of people say. We need to make it more specific. I want to decrease body weight. I want to drop 5 percentages from my body fat. You know, really set specific goals. I want to stop late night eating. You know, anybody can focus on one or two things. I think when we say so many different things, you know, it's really hard to maintain. Stick to a few and maybe make those few changes different every single month. And that you're more likely to accomplish. And anything we accomplish, it's going to be a positive reinforcement for us to do it and keep it off for the long run.
Okay, so positive reinforcement. What about reward systems? You know, some reward systems work, and they've proven that some absolutely do not. Obviously, if you're trying to lose weight, food rewards are not the way to go unless you are have been denying yourself something, and then you give yourself just a little taste of corned beef or just that little piece of pecan pie or whatever it is that floats you. So how do you reward yourself for a job well done?
Well, you know, I think there's, of course, two kinds of rewards. There's the intrinsic rewards, such as a compliment, such as a accomplishment. These just come naturally from exercise and nutrition. Then there's the extrinsic rewards, and these work for some people, whether it's a trip, whether it's maybe buying a new dress or getting into some new clothes after you lose weight, or whether it's a gift. You know, these things can definitely help motivate too. So I definitely think we need to incentivize ourselves on any level. But I think the incentive of exercise and feeling good and feeling great and burning off some steam and increasing those endorphins are incentive enough for us.
Well, certainly with exercise, you know, you feel it and you feel how good it makes you feel. Smoking, obviously quitting smoking is going to make you feel more virtuous, be healthier all around for all the people involved in your life. Losing weight for your own and for your own longevity and health. So what about something like clean eating? Okay, I'm going to resolve myself. I'm going to eat better this year. Not trying to lose weight. I'm just going to eat healthier. What's that involve?
Well, portion control. I mean, that is, out of all things, that is huge. You know, at most of the restaurants we go to, we're looking at double, triple our portion sizes. And I think people really need to get back to the basics of what a portion size is on each of their food groups. And by making those choices, we're going to be shaving off thousands of calories a week and ten thousands of calories in months' time. And that's what causes weight loss. That's what causes decreasing body fat. So really being portion savvy and rating your plate when it comes to portion size is the number one thing to losing weight and feeling great.
Now, what about the clean eating thing? Changing it to a healthier eating, not even portion, but just the different foods. Eating more salads, more kale. I'm going to explore tofu this year. What do we do if we want to just pretty much look at eating healthier?
Yeah, and that's, and quality is very important over quantity also. That's something I'm glad you brought up. It's something very important. Making our foods more nutritious, it's called nutrient density, getting more bang for our buck when it comes to foods. And a lot of your fruits and vegetables and whole grains and a lot of the more clean foods that we look on society, these are the foods that has fiber that can help decrease cholesterol and has all the vitamins that can help improve our just how we're feeling on a daily basis, and having protein to rebuild muscles and carbohydrates to give us energy. So clean eating is a way to really, really make this a lifestyle and make eating healthy a lifestyle.
So making eating healthy a lifestyle, making your goals specific, not choosing too much at a time, watching your portion controls, obviously, maybe keeping accountable. You know, anything I've missed, Jim, wrap it up for us here.
Yeah, I think allowing for indulgences, everyone says, well, I'm allowed to have my cheat meal. I think we need to change the wording on that. And we are allowed to enjoy. You know, this shouldn't be a diet that we can't enjoy anything unhealthy. So really, you know, have that piece of chocolate, have that wine every once in a while. But that's the key, every once in a while. Moderation is the key of life, and I really think by pushing that through, we're going to keep healthy lifestyles and we're going to enjoy our life.
Great advice. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the wonderful American College of Sports Medicine, one of our favorite organizations here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Be sure and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and stay well.